Back on May 14th, we had a report of a sexual assault that had occurred in Central Sioux Falls, and during the course of the sexual assault, the victim reported that the suspect had a firearm during the assault, and so a report was taken, and an investigation started. We were fortunate that we were able to get some DNA evidence from the scene, and that DNA evidence was sent off to Pierre and expedited for testing. But unlike the TV shows, that does take a little bit of time, so there was a lot of investigations going on. There was some stuff that was very unique about this case in particular, a description of the suspect vehicle. And in South Dakota, we have a great relationship with many other agencies. Our agency works cooperatively with many other agencies, and we have the Fusion Center that disseminates this information sometimes across the state. And some of the information from this case was disseminated through the Fusion Center, where other law enforcement agencies get notified of some of the specific facts of the case. And during the course of that being released, we received great information from the Madison, South Dakota Police Department in regard to a vehicle that they believed was potentially the suspect vehicle in this case. And things started to get the ball rolling. Things started to get lined up as far as the potential suspect in this case. And once we did get the Rush DNA back, reference this case, it was a match for the initial suspect that was developed. So once we got that warrant, the Division of Criminal Investigation then became involved as well, because we believe the subject to be possibly in Madison, South Dakota at this time. And they went up there and they were actually able to locate the suspect and serve the warrant. Our agency had obtained a $100,000 cash warrant for one count of second degree rape and one count of aggravated assault. And through coordination of the Madison Police Department and the Division of Criminal Investigation, they were able to arrest the suspect in that case in Madison, South Dakota yesterday. His name, first name, is Ernesto, E-R-N-E-S-T-O. Middle name, Andres, A-N-D-R-E-S. Last name, McFarlane, M-C-F-A-R-L-A-N-E. He's a 25-year-old Hispanic male. He is actually a resident of Huron, South Dakota. With that being where he lived, there was also a search warrant reference this case that took place in Huron, South Dakota, where they were able to gather some other evidence reference this crime. So Huron, South Dakota Police Department also assisted our agency on this. So like I said, just an incredible job by multiple agencies in this state to work cooperatively together and get this warrant subject into custody. So on behalf of the Sioux Falls Police Department, I do want to reiterate our thanks to the Madison Police Department, the Huron Police Department, and the Division of Criminal Investigations, along with the lab in Pierre, that was able to get us the rushed evidence back to us for us to bring at least a quick arrest in regard to obviously a very serious case. I just want to speak to also the courage it takes for a sexual assault victim to come forward and make a report. Sometimes there's a lot of shame, there's a lot of embarrassment that comes a part of being a victim of that crime. And we just want you to know at our agency that if you are a victim of that crime, we want to advocate for you. We want to seek justice for that. We encourage you to come forward and report if you've been a victim. There's an incredible amount of resources in the community, both with our agency, both with people that we have partnerships with that will advocate for you and will support you if you're able to, if you choose to come forward. But like I said, I sincerely applaud the victim in this case for having that courage to come forward and helping us solidify this to conclusion.